This is another in my short series, New Covenant Theology Made Simple. For a few minutes, I just want to take a point that's a controversial point about this question of New Covenant Theology. And the issue I want to deal with in this clip is what's known as the moral law. If you read any book on the law, written by a Reformed writer or an evangelical writer, almost on every page, almost every paragraph, almost every line, I was going to say, you will read the phrase, the moral law. When you open your Bible, you will never find the moral law in all the pages of Scripture. And yet when these law writers want to write about the law, that's all they can talk about. The moral law. The moral law. The moral law. The Bible says nothing about it, but these writers say a great deal about it. And much of their case hangs upon the idea of the moral law. The moral law was given to Adam, they say. It's gone through all the ages of man and will last into eternity. The moral law. And yet the Bible is absolutely silent on it. That should make us pause to think, should it not? Silence compared to overwhelming use of the term. I have no scripture, you see, in this clip. I can't give you a scripture for it. What is more, ask any covenant theologian, and he can't give you one either. There is no scripture which says, so and so and so and so, the moral law. It's not there. Why? Why do they want to talk about the moral law when it's not in scripture? Well, that's the subject of another clip. But let me raise an objection, first of all. Very well, says the covenant theologian, very well. The moral law is not in the Bible. We fully accept that that term is not there. But neither, say, is Trinity. And yet you use the word Trinity. 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 And yet it's not in the Bible. What sauce for goose is sauce for gander? That's an English idiom. I don't know if you know it in the States or wherever else you might be hearing this. What's good enough for me is good enough for you. Take your own medicine. Trinity is not in the Bible. What's my answer? You're dead right. It's not. And I still use the word Trinity, and I am a Trinitarian. Inconsistency. Hypocrisy. No. I don't use the word Trinity or Trinitarian to explain away plain text of Scripture. I use it to try and capture what the Scripture says there, but I don't use it to defend myself and my system against what the Bible says. I don't say, well, that text says so-and-so, but of course, from a Trinitarian point of view, or whatever it might be, I get a way around the text. But that's exactly why the covenant theologians talk about the moral law. As I say, this will form the subject of another clip. The use of the moral law is a very handy escape route round difficult texts for their system. I'll say no more about it in this clip, but in the next one I will. All I want to say for now is this, will you please notice? New Covenant Theology Made Simple. In New Covenant Theology, we don't have to use the invented term, the moral law. We don't impose that on Scripture. We don't find it in Scripture. I don't. I'll speak for myself. I don't find it in Scripture. I don't use it. It doesn't come into my system at all. The law means the law. The law means the law. All 613 commandments. The Bible knows nothing, nothing of the moral law. That is all I wanted to say in this clip. Think about it. Why? Why do covenant theologians have to use a term, so frequently, depend on it so heavily, a term which is completely and utterly outside of Scripture. Think upon it. Think upon it.